You are listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. Though located in the heart of the Silicon Valley, you will hear fervent, old-fashioned revival preaching from the pulpit of North Valley Baptist Church. It is our desire that you will be helped by this gospel message.
Take your Bibles tonight, Proverbs chapter 20, and thank you, orchestra, for playing along with the soloists tonight, both of them. Hasn't it been a good service? It's so good to be here. Steve and Stevie, you have someone. I want to meet this girl, okay? Is this family member? No? Yes? All right. I get to meet you after. Eunice, you were 92 yesterday. Happy birthday. Sing it to you. Happy birthday. 92. You're a sweet lady. I appreciate you so very much. Well, we finished our study in Galatians, and I'm not going to begin a new study. I'll tell you why in the weeks to follow, but we will in time. Tonight, I want to look at one word, and it's the word that all of us possess. You know, the Bible speaks about our spirit. The small letter S in the Bible is my spirit. The big letter S is the Holy Spirit. So when we see a small letter S, it's my, here's what spirit means, my prevailing attitude. I'm chief rain cloud. Everything is negative. Everything is discouraging. Everything, you know, America's falling apart. You know, there's no hope. The only hope we have is the rapture. I refuse to live that way. I believe we are on the brink of a modern day revival. I just believe it. I want to live that way. Say, well, I don't. It's going to wax worse and worse. Yes, but before his coming, it may get better and better. Because he's not willing, I've said it so many times through the years, he's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come repentant. It is in the nature of God to send one last sweeping revival. I feel like, and I know you might be Democrat or whatever, I feel like that's what we had in November in the election. Getting a little quiet in here now. That's a window of grace. It's a space of grace, God's word calls it. And we have this space right now. I don't know what it's going to be like 3.5 years from now, but I'll tell you right now. And my Bible says in Proverbs 20 and verse number 27, let's read it together. Ready? The small letter S for spirit. Verse 27, ready? Begin. The spirit of the man. By the way of introduction, let's go back to chapter 18. Chapter 18, verse number 14. Chapter 18, verse 14. Let's read it together. Ready? Begin.
The spirit of man sustains eternity.
Read for me, if you will, chapter 16, verse 32. Chapter 16, verse 32. You have it? 16, 32. Ready? Begin. He that is slow... How about 16:19? 16:19. Ready? Begin. Better. Go back, if you will, to chapter 15. And so far we have seen the spirit of a man will sustain his infirmity, to have rule over your spirit, to have a humble spirit. Chapter 15, verse number 13. Ready? Begin. A merry heart. And you know, every one of us have days where our spirit is broken. Every one of us, there's no exception. Sorrows come, difficulties come, heartaches come. But that ought to be the prevailing attitude. The prevailing attitude ought to be, I'm on the winning side. We win, we win, hallelujah, we win. I read the back of the book, and we win. Look at chapter 14, verse 29, please. 14, 29. Ready? Let's read it. Begin. He that is slow to wrath. Did we read verse 29? Did we read 14, 29? Did we read that? Let's read 14, 29. Ready? Begin. He that is slow to wrath. Take your Bibles and turn to the last book of the Old Testament, the book of Malachi. The book of Malachi, please. Tonight I'm speaking about our spirit, your spirit, my spirit. I want you to see several things about our spirit tonight. And we've read about a faithful spirit, a hasty spirit, a crooked spirit, a broken spirit, a humble spirit, a ruling your spirit, a sustaining your spirit, all these different types of spirit. Your prevailing attitude. What is your prevailing attitude? I know most of our college students are not in here, they're out working. But those that are here, is your prevailing attitude you're going to graduate? Is that your prevailing attitude? I can recall so very vividly my sophomore year in college. And you've heard this so many times, I won't go on to detail, but I made a decision that morning on the way to music theory two or three. I made a decision to quit college that day. Through the night, Bill had left college. He just packed up and left. Nobody knew it till the next morning. He said, Bill's things are gone. They said he left during the night. I was going to that first hour class. I think it was 7:25, if I remember, it might be wrong. And I was going to second hour class, and Gary said, Pastor, I said, Jack, I'm going home back to California. I said, Gary, you can't go home. He goes, I'm going. And sure enough, that hour I was in that class, I got out of class and his things were gone. And I made a decision that day. I didn't want to be in college. It seemed so long. I was only a sophomore and I still had all of my sophomore year and junior year. It was February. And I'll never forget it. I decided I was going to go be a Marine and go to Vietnam and fight for America. And I came back to my room the second class. Nobody was in their second hour ever. So I read my Bible for an hour and I prayed every day. I wasn't spiritual. I didn't have a lot of spirituality in me. But I knew I grew up knowing I was supposed to read my Bible every morning. And I knew I was supposed to pray every morning. And I don't know if I ever really actually prayed an hour and read my Bible an hour. Brother Reimers, I doubt it. I really doubt it. But I know I tried every morning. Brother Joel, I tried that morning. And you know this so very well. I got to Jeremiah 12, verse 15. And if thou hast run with the footmen, and they have wearied thee, then how canst thou contend with the horses? Now, wrote in that Bible, if I can't make it in Bible college, I'm not going to make it in Vietnam. I don't think I spelled Vietnam right, but I spelled it. You know, I determined that day I was going to finish college. It wasn't, I've got the letter, honey. It wasn't 2 weeks later. It wasn't a week. I think about a week later, I got a letter from her dad. Still have it. Said, Jack, we want you to come and candidate to be our janitor and our music director. I'd like you to come on this day in March 1971 and candidate for this position. You know, I'd have missed out on my wife. I would have missed out on marriage. I would have missed out on the ministry. I would have missed out on North Valley. We would not have had this church. My prevailing spirit became, I'm going to finish college. That was my prevailing spirit. And in 3.5 years, I was done. In 3.5 years, God gave me 2 majors and 2 minors. But I was done. And I got married and got in the ministry. That's been 4 years ago now. Thank God that you can have a prevailing spirit. Look what the Bible says in the book of Malachi, in chapter 2, please. Let's read verse number 15 together, shall we? Verse 15, ready, begin. And did not he make one? So the last book of the Bible, God says, take heed to your spirit. Verse 16. Let's read verse 16. Ready? Begin. For the Lord, take heed to your spirit. Pay attention. Pay attention to your spirit. What kind of spirit do you have? What's your reaction when things go wrong, or when things give you bad, people give you bad news, or what happens when you lose your job? What's your prevailing attitude? God's going to take care of you, child of God. You can take that to the bank. Be not dismayed, whate'er betide. God will take care of you. He will. I don't know. Maybe if I ask this, maybe some hands would go up. And if they'd go up, that'd be okay. How many had to go without food today because you don't have any food at home? And there's been a few times that happened to us early in our lives. How many did not get to eat today? Not because you didn't have time, but you didn't have any money, or you didn't have any food, or you just don't have any food. Raise your hand right now, all over the house. Balconies, lower floor. You know why? God took care of you. Amen. We're all Christians. In fact, the truth of the matter is, if you eat dinner tonight, you probably could not finish it. I got home from work tonight, and I said to my wife, I ate lunch today, and we eat one meal a day, basically. I said, I am so stuffed, I cannot eat. I'm stuffed. A few minutes later, I got thinking about peanut butter and jelly. Oh, and I went and made a peanut butter and jelly. Oh, I'm talking about creamy peanut butter, right? And I'm talking about you lay real butter down first, right? How many lay the butter down first? It's called peanut butter. It's butter and peanut and jelly. And I laid that butter down. But Chiago, I mean a thick. Yeah, it has to be in blocks. It has to be real thick. And then I came back with that peanut butter. Then I came back with that raspberry jam. You know what? I got started on that sandwich. I feel awful. I'm going to tell you, I couldn't finish it. It was just too much. I had to throw it away. I think I'm going to go home and get out of the garbage tonight when I get home. Do you know that tonight? Do you know that tonight we all ate? God took care of us today. Amen. How many tonight, other than men that are in trouble with their wives, how many people have to sleep outside tonight? I think I'm in the house tonight. I believe I'm in the house tonight, right? She said, I don't know. Well, maybe I'm not in the house tonight, but I think I'm in the house. How many are in the house? You're sleeping in the house tonight. Raise your hand. You're sleeping in the house. How many are sleeping under the trees tonight? Well, God bless you. You have a good time. Nobody. Why? Because God gave us a roof over our head. Take heed to your spirit. God's going to feed you. God's going to clothe you. God's going to give you a place to live. God always works it out. You don't have to sit your little family and say, okay, kids, we're moving out of our house. We have no place to live. We're going to live under the underpass the next 3 months. You're not going to tell that to your kids. Because why? You're a Christian and God's going to take care of you. So don't buy into this thing and say, well, it's just everything's bad, everything's wrong, nothing's going right. No, take heed to your spirit. Pay attention to your spirit. And I'm paying attention. I say, I'm getting a little negative right now. I'm getting a little hopeless right now. And then you need to start talking to yourself. It's okay to talk to yourself. It's not okay to answer yourself. But it's okay to talk to yourself and say now, and I talk to myself, Jack, snap out of it. You cannot think this way. You cannot behave this way. You cannot let this invade your life today, son. And God's word says, take heed to your spirit. Turn with me in your Bible, secondly. So I'm taking heed to my spirit. So 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Let's turn there real quickly. All the T books are together. In 2 Thessalonians 2, verses 1 and 2, let's read it together. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, let's read them with gusto because we're taking care of our spirit. 2 Thessalonians 2, 1 and 2. Ready? Begin. Now we beseech you, brethren. Good reading. Be careful your spirit. Why? Because the second coming's on us. He is coming again. He is coming again. This very same Jesus, rejected of men. He's coming again. Maybe morning, maybe noon, maybe evening, but I believe it's going to be very soon. My grandfathers would preach about Jesus coming again. And my mother said, your grandfather, he passed away, I think, in the late 30s. And never was there at her wedding. Her mother was passed away already. But she said, I remember your grandfather, my dad, preaching in German. I think he died in his 40s, if I'm not mistaken. And she said, I remember him saying in broken English, Jesus is coming again. Well, he believed it back in the 30s. That's almost 100 years ago. I wonder what he would think if he lived in this day. Maybe today. My Lord will come. So guard your spirit about his coming. Amen. Wake up every day and thank him for another day and say, Father, amen, you gave me another day. Amen. I lived through the night and the rapture didn't occur. I'm still here. And God, I'm going to give you this day. I offer it to you. Let me be used of thee. There's a third spirit. So we have take heed to your spirit and then take heed to the coming of Christ. Look what he says in, I love this one. First, 2 Timothy 1, you're right there. So let's go to 2 Timothy 1, 7. 2 Timothy. And it's 2 Timothy 1, 7. Let's read it together. 2 Timothy 1, 7. Ready, begin. See, when you have fear, watch it now. When you have fear, you remove faith. And God says the just shall live by faith. You are required, I'm required to live by faith. Faith is believing God. And when I have fear, and I get fear, I have to reprimand myself and say, Jack, you are fearing right now. You're wrong. Fear not tomorrow. God is already there. I don't have to many things about tomorrow. I don't seem to understand, but I know who holds tomorrow and I know who holds my hand. No, I don't have to have fear about tomorrow. I don't have to have fear about my doctor's appointment. When the doctor says you have this or that, I'm not going to fear. I refuse to fear. I want to rule my spirit. I want to govern my spirit. Whether you fire me one day and I don't have this pulpit, whether I lose my health, whether I'm struggling to breathe, I want my prevailing spirit to bring honor to God. That's what I want my prevailing spirit to be. Look with me, if you will, please, in your Bible. So we see, pay attention to your spirit, and then the spirit of his second coming, and then a fearful spirit. But go to 2 Kings 2. I won't keep you much longer, but 2 Kings 2. I like this spirit right here. In 2 Kings chapter 2, Elijah has just been translated. And the Bible says in verse 8, Elijah took the mantle and wrapped it together and smote the waters that were divided hitherto and hither. And the two went over the dry ground. Verse number 9. And it came to pass when they were gone over that Elijah said to Elisha, ask what I shall do for thee before I be taken away from thee. Let's read the latter part of that verse. Ready? Begin. And Elisha said, you know, I don't believe it's wrong for you to ask for a double portion of a great man or woman of God's spirit. I have the picture of Jim and Donna Tucker and Brother and Mrs. Van Dyke in my study. I spoke on Jim Tucker for a minute this morning in one of the chapels. You know, Jim Tucker was just a country boy. He's with the Lord for so many years. His wife's with the Lord. They took us under their wing when we were young. We're just getting married. I remember he bought a brand new Datsun. Datsun is now, what, Toyota or what is it? Nissan. And they used to call him Datsun, and he bought a silver one. And we were going up on June the 23rd, 1972, to Brother Tom Harrison. I just preached from last week, his wedding. My car went to made it. He said, well, Brother Jack. And he'd take his time. I think, say it. I said, he'd go, Brother Jack, I've got the new car out in the garage. I just picked it up today. Why don't you and Cindy take it? I drove his brand new Datsun up there, and he had 7, 8, 9, 10 miles on it. He was such a good man. He reminds me of the people here. I preached about many of your names. I preached about so many of your names today. I think it was Elementary Chapel. The stone of the day was Sardonyx, and that's the fifth one here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, right here. And it's only mentioned one time in the Bible. It's mentioned that. And I said, I've got so many members in this church. They mind their own business. They're quiet. They're sweet. They're outgoing. They're this. They're that. Brother Kissel's back here. He's very outgoing, but he's a godly man. I pastor, I think, the most godly church in America. The greatest people. But you younger people ought to look and say, I want a double portion of John Morris' spirit. I want a double portion of Heath McMahon's spirit. I want a double portion of, and on it goes, all the people. Fill in the blank, you can hear all throughout this auditorium. A double portion. Notice with me, if you will, and we're getting out of time real quickly here. Would you turn with me to please? Would you turn to Psalm 142? Psalm 142, you've been so patient. Thank you tonight. We're almost done. 142. Does this ever happen to you? Do you ever, I'm certain it never happens to me, but it doesn't happen to you. Do you ever get just overwhelmed with your spirit? Sometimes, Brother Panera, you're smiling away. Sometimes it's overwhelmed. Now, what's next in line? What's going to happen today? It's just like, you've got to be kidding me. This on top of this, on top of this, and it just happens. Look at Psalm 142, and I wonder if you could read for me verse number 1, 2, and particular verse 3. Ready? Begin. I cried unto the Lord with my voice. Here it is. You know, my spirit was overwhelmed. God says, I know your path you're on, son. I know you're treading today. I know you're having a hard time with your finances. I know you're having a hard time with your rent. I know you're having a hard time with your health. I know that you and your wife are not on the same page, or you and your husband are not on the same page. I understand that you're bedridden right now. I understand all that. You're overwhelmed. And sometimes in life we get overwhelmed. But God says, I know your path. I've already been down that path, son. Jesus knows all about our struggles. He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. I think I'll take you to one more. I have others, but let's go to Numbers 14. Numbers 14, please. I'll end with this one tonight. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers 14. Numbers chapter 14. We have the spies that have gone out to view the land. And the Bible says, and they told, verse number 23, and they came in and they came in to the brook Eshcol and cut down the branch and the cluster of grapes that bear between two upon a staff, and they brought the pomegranates and the figs. And the place was called the brook Eshcol because of the cluster of grapes. That's chapter 13. Now chapter 14 and verse 23. Surely they shall not see the land that I swear unto the fathers, neither shall they see that provoked to see it. Verse 24. But my servant Caleb. What's it say? Read it, what he had. Because he had another spirit. He said his spirit was different than the rest of the fellows. I don't know what it is like, what you folks do. You work in the world. You have everybody around you that's unsaved. Maybe a few saved here and there, but basically all unsaved. You can't get with your business and say, well, let's just pray about this together. Let's just have a word of prayer. You can't do that. I imagine you don't have anybody to turn to but the Lord. And Caleb didn't have anybody with him, but he had another spirit. He goes, we can go do this. We can win this battle. It's walled cities, but it's great. Let's go do it. But nobody wanted to go with them except for Joshua. Joshua and Caleb inherited the land. They were the only two left in because he had another spirit. What's your spirit like tonight? Is it hopelessness? Is it helplessness? Are you overwhelmed? Are you making a decision? You should never make that decision, ever, ever. But you're making it because your spirit is so uptight, so overwhelmed that I'm going to make this decision. That's not the time you need to make that decision. Our Father, I thank you for the spirit of man. And it would be my prayer that tonight you would deal with all of us regarding our spirit. Help us to have a good spirit, a joyful spirit, a happy spirit, an expectant spirit, that God, you're going to do something big. A raptured spirit that, Lord, we just believe the rapture's coming. Not a hasty spirit. Not a spirit of despair. God, help us tonight.
Thank you for listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. For more information about our ministry or to find out how to get in contact with us, visit our website at nvbc.org. May God bless you as you serve Him this week.